Well, about now, thousands of Kiwis are jamming into the virtual MIQ lobby for the next lottery of vouchers. 3,800 rooms in managed isolation for October, November and December are being released at 6pm. It's the second room allocation since the government introduced the new system, where people are randomly placed in a queue, apparently giving everyone the same chance of securing a spot. But the last voucher offer was massively oversubscribed, with 25,000 people at the lobby at any one time, vying for just over 3,000 rooms. Henry Perenara's NRL career took him to Australia 20 years ago, and he's been a ref for the last 13. But the NRL season's almost done. A heart condition and other factors has seen Henry call time on his offshore career. Now he and his son need to get home to other family. And Henry joins us now. Kia ora, Henry. Have you made it into the lobby?
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you for having me. I'm in the lobby, but yeah, like you said before, it was massively overestimated, and I'm not very hopeful. But in saying that, I'm pretty realistic. I mean, I've been in Australia for over 20 years now, and whilst I do want to get home, I, you know, understand the circumstances around the way things are at the moment.
So you're not particularly hopeful. Did you pop into the lobby last time?
Yeah. I jumped in probably 10 minutes after it started. I think it started at 9 a.m. which is obviously 7 a.m. over here, and I had a bit of a sleep in, and I jumped on, and I think they said 5,000 rooms, and I was like number 12,000 or something, so I just gave up pretty quickly in that sense. But yeah, like I said, it's disappointing and it's hard, and you know, there's a lot of things that are, you know, very difficult on both sides of the Tasman, but you know, kind of just got to roll with what we've got.
So you're in Sydney at the moment, right? So no red flights in December. So you've got even more limited options. Not only are you in the lottery for an MIQ spot, but you've got limited months that you could actually even get home if you wanted to, if you get a spot.
Yeah. That's exactly how, you know, basically what you said. And the tricky thing around it is the availability on both sides, both getting a flight and then obviously trying to get a room. I mean, I done MIQ last year to come home. I was lucky enough to come home for 3 months, but obviously, you know, looking to actually move back home, you know, trying to get a room is, you know, quite difficult at this stage.
How keen are you to get back home?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, I was very lucky to come home in June. I've got four young children there that I'm dying to see. I've missed a couple of birthdays, and I'm going to miss another one coming up. But I haven't, I've been here for, yeah, since 2000, and I haven't missed one Christmas. I've been home every Christmas, and I think the realization that I may have to have a Christmas here is slowly starting to dawn on me. But, you know, obviously the COVID situation is very dynamic, and it changes very dramatically. So hopefully if things change, you know, we might be able to, fingers crossed, get back there.
What do you think of the system, this so-called lottery?
I think it's difficult. I'm not one to turn around and provide my opinion on things, because, you know, everybody is in completely difficult and trying circumstances, on both sides of the Tasman. I've been here for 20 years, so I've made my home here. So I've got kind of that to lean on. But I guess the people that, you know, I was just reading about people that you know, organised the charter plane from New Zealand and Australia. You know, people are stuck on both sides of the Tasman when they were, you know, only expected to come back for or go on holiday for, you know, a week, 2 weeks at the most, and you know, people are stuck there. I know my brother's got a daughter in Brisbane, and I was in New Zealand at the time, and New Zealand shut the border on the Saturday night, and she was due to fly in on the Sunday morning. And she's obviously pretty stuck too. So, you know, people are, you know, have different situations all across, both sides of the Tasman. And I guess I'm pretty lucky, but also pretty realistic in the sense that, yes, it's not ideal, but, you know, people are just trying to do their best with what they've got.
Best of luck, Henry. We'll check back with you later after the vouchers start getting handed out. That's Henry Perenara, who's in the MIQ virtual lobby, and I suspect he's got quite a lot of company in